This week, we're looking back at some of the remarkable stories behind the unraveling of our financial system.
I think this is a perfect example of contrasting regulation with deregulation.
Today marks the anniversary of the government bailout of AIG. What got the insurance giant into trouble? Well, according to financial reporter Jesse Eisinger, it all started with credit default swaps.
It's simply a insurance contract. So if you're worried that your stock position, say, in General Motors is vulnerable, that the company might go bankrupt, you will buy a credit default swap. You'll buy protection.
The only problem was that they were unregulated, and when AIG wrote over $400 billion worth of protection in the credit default swaps, it put itself in a very precarious position.
When they were given this opportunity in an unregulated business, they wrote hundreds of billions of dollars worth of insurance contracts. And then they didn't have adequate capital against it when those bets went wrong. And that's what took AIG down.
According to Eisinger, the government takeover of AIG led to a fundamental rethinking of how our economy works.
We've essentially nationalized the biggest insurance company in the world, AIG. And in return, we're going to have to reorder our financial regulatory system. And I think that is going to have to lead to some reassessment of our view that markets solve problems efficiently.
We'll have more stories of the financial crisis all this week